But right now, we're joined by Sarah Hendrickson, who made history by being the first woman long jumper competition off the hill, off the regular hill, and has made history, and that's something that will never, ever be taken away from her. And she joins us now live from Sochi. Good morning, Sarah. How are you? Bob Black, Joe Spano.
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely terrific. First, congratulations on making history. What an exciting moment it must have been for you to go off the hill knowing that you were the first and it would be a historical moment for you.
Absolutely. It was really exciting. It was a privilege to be a part of this first team. And obviously the atmosphere and the crowd and everybody supporting was just so enthusiastic about the whole event.
Well, let's talk first about your association with Kellogg's and Frosted Flakes in specific, and your dad.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be partnered with Frosted Flakes and what we call the Share What You Love campaign. It's basically a campaign about dads and their daughters. And I started ski jumping because my dad, and he kind of shared what he loved with me because of alpine skiing, and that kind of led to me starting to ski jump as well, because he ski jumped when he was younger, and he's been a huge supporter as well as my other family members, so he was out here supporting me, and it's really cool.
Well, you had a rough season, knee problems and injuries, and your finish wasn't as high as you would have liked. It would have been nice to be on the podium, but you can't really be too disappointed after the long fight to get women's ski jumping included.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I haven't jumped this whole season. I only had about 25 training jumps going in to the Olympic event, where most jumpers have about 300 to 400. So obviously the result is not what I would have dreamed of, but I have to be proud that I was involved in this first event, and especially to be the first girl with bib number one.
Talk about the fight with the international committee getting ski jumping included as a medal event after all this time.
Yeah, it's been 90 years since the first Winter Olympics where men's ski jumping was a part of the six original sports. And luckily I wasn't a part of the political fight where my older teammates took that toll and went to court in Vancouver, where we tried to get our first event and got denied. But fortunately we got added to Sochi, and it's definitely been a long journey with supporters and sponsors, and it's crazy that it happened, and we're excited for this beginning of a long journey with women's ski jumpers in the Olympics.
Well, talk about the evolution of ski jumpers, and particularly in this case with women's ski jumpers, now that it's an Olympic sport. Your dad was a former ski jumper, and you outjumped him substantially, I believe, by almost 100 meters. So that's a huge effort on your part. Talk about the evolution of the sport from, say, 20, 30 years ago to where it is now.
Absolutely. My dad really just jumped as a recreational ski jumper when he was in high school, and he kind of shared that passion with my brother and I, actually. And talking about the evolution of ski jumping, girls were never really allowed to do it. And then we had a few older girls break through and, say that, we don't want to compete against the guys. We don't need to be compared to the guys. We just want our own event. And it's definitely taken a turn. And we finally got a world championship event in 2009. And now we have a full World Cup circuit with 60 to 70 girls from all over the world competing together. And I think with this Olympic debut, it's going to just expand the sport even more, and hopefully specifically in the United States, because it isn't very popular there, but in Europe it's really big. So we're hoping that girls around the country and boys around the country will start to ski jump so that they can fall in love with the same sport that I have.
Well, it's interesting, the irony, and if you're paying close attention to the Olympics, you look at what the cross-country skiers are doing and the biathletes and all that, and any inference that women are softer and they can't compete on an intense level and they should be scared is absolutely idiotic.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, women in sports are breaking out, and it's great to be a part of that, and hopefully people will start to get into sports as a girl, because we just want to do what the guys can do. It doesn't need to be compared, but we just want to have the same opportunities.
Well, Sarah, you've been dealing with injuries. You know, it compromised your ability to get on the podium in this Olympic Games. What does the future hold for you? You're on your way to recovery. You were recovered enough to jump in this Olympiad. What does the future hold for you as far as ski jumping?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wanted to show up to Sochi in my best condition, but with my knee injury, that was kind of a change of path. And my goal was to just make Sochi, and I accomplished that, so I have to be happy with it. Hopefully these next 4 years will go a little bit better. I have world championships events and the World Cup circuit, like I talked about, every year. And then, of course, I'm young enough and still passionate about my sport, so that I want to continue until Korea in 4 years, and looking forward towards that already.
Well, Sarah, one more time, please, about Frosted Flakes and what you're doing with them.
Yeah, I'm working with Frosted Flakes and their campaign about Share What You Love, specifically with me and my story about my dad and how he got me started in alpine skiing and specifically ski jumping, and just how that bond between dads and daughters are strengthened by the love of sport, and continuing that with people or with girls around the country.
Sarah, we appreciate the couple minutes. Heal well, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you so much.